Hello, my friends, and welcome to this episode. Okay, I was listening to AJ Hook, episode number 849, The Power of Consistency. This episode was very long. It is 1 hour and 55 minutes. It is too long to listen. And I listened to it for an hour, approximately 58 minutes, yeah. And I took some notes and I want to share them with you. Okay, in this episode, AJ Hook talked about the power of consistency. Consistency, as you know, means have a responsibility to do something every day. Okay, the power of consistency is so great and fantastic, and he said, the first note is, making a habit gives a better result long term than just using huge amount of effort for a while. He talked about intensity and consistency. He told, consistency is better than intensity. Intensity means a huge amount of effort and energy to do something. For example, you say, yeah, for example, in these 3 months, I wanna study English 10 hours a day for every single day. We say to this intensity, okay? But consistency means you do something very small for every day, okay? And it gives you the better results in the long run, of course, okay? yeah, so making a habit gives a better result long term than just using huge amount of effort for a while. And the second tip is, I love this so much, he said, do something easy and then gradually increase the difficulty. In my opinion, this is one great method of creating a habit. We do something very easy and then we gradually increase the difficulty. For example, let me give an example to you. For example, we say, yeah, I wanna, for example, learn English 15 minutes every day. Just 15 minutes. And we do this, for example, for 2 weeks or 1 month. And then gradually or steadily, we increase the time of learning. For example, after 2 months or after 2 weeks, we say, for example, yeah, I wanna study English for an hour, and we do this for a few months, and then we increase again, and this process continues. Okay. So do something easy and then gradually increase the difficulty. And yeah, the third point and the final point is, don't compare your English to somebody else. Comparison is the worst thing in this world because it is completely false and wrong comparison. And yeah, we shouldn't compare ourselves to another person, and everybody has his own life. Yeah, that's it. And consistency, in my opinion, is the key of success. Yeah, thanks for listening, and bye for now.